Hi, I'm Janelle, and I'm 14 years old, and I'm a ninth grader at Lakeside School. Every day I use different forms of digital technologies. Some of these sound typical for the average teenager: my laptop, MySpace, Facebook, AOL Instant Messenger, email, or Microsoft Outlook. Oftentimes, these forms of digital technologies are often associated with entertainment and could be considered a waste of time by adults, or like be often associated with procrastination, which I guess it could cause. However, many adults don't know that you can utilize these forms of digital technologies in many different ways, and they can be quite useful. Facebook and MySpace, they're two different types of networking sites, and they're actually very good when it comes to networking, obviously. And I've used them to keep in touch with my cousins who live out of state, and also with people who live out of the country. And if you use them in the correct way, then they can be safe and a good place to be. Also, I use AOL Instant Messenger, and this is a great and fast way for me to keep in touch with my friends. And right away, I'm able to see whether the people I know are available, so I won't be interrupting anything important like dinner. And I can also get in touch with people right away. And it's also a great way to find out information. I also really appreciate the internet in general because it's a great outlet for my opinions and my ideas. In the past, I've sent emails to the governor and both of the senators, showing my opinions on little things such as emergency telephones on the freeway to more serious emails regarding stem cell research. Soon I plan to write a letter to whoever's in charge of the new parking lot that's going to be developed at Woodland Park Zoo, because I really think that's not the brightest idea. You can also use the internet to find out the latest news and headlines, which is also really important, and other major political events. In general, the internet is a really great resource. However, even though the internet is an excellent resource, it also has its own faults. Many kids do take advantage of MySpace and Facebook and do tend to procrastinate because of it and spend too much time on it. And I think it's really important for people to monitor how much time they're using on these sites. Also, the internet is a place where anybody can put up anything as long as they know how. And this could be a really big problem because many people tend to put up provocative images, as well as things that you probably wouldn't want your children to be seeing. So I also think it's really important for parents to monitor what their children are doing. I understand how a lot of parents do trust their kids, and I think that's a good thing, but it's always good to check up once in a while. Another form of digital technologies that I use is Microsoft Word. That's really good. I use it a lot because of school, and I found it to be really helpful, and this is why it's one of my favorites. It helps me do my work a lot faster because I got really good at typing. And also, when I turn in my work, I'm reassured that it's good quality work and it has few or little errors in it. I go to Lakeside School, as you know, and I think it's one of the schools that has integrated technology in it in a very good way. All students from 7th grade and up are required to have laptops, and we use our laptops for research and to like write thesis papers and such. And they do block sites such as Facebook and MySpace, which I think is a good thing because they can be quite distracting. But also, one of the sites that they block is YouTube, and many parents think, and adults in general think, it's a bad thing and that it's mainly entertainment, except a lot of people do post up informative videos, such as recently my class watched a video called mitosis on YouTube, which goes through the steps of cell division. And you wouldn't think that would be on YouTube, but there is a lot of videos like that. One thing I think a lot of adults should know about technology is it's a really good way. It's a really good resource, and you can utilize it in a lot of different ways. And there are a lot of stereotypes about technology, except there are also a lot of good assets about it as well. Thank you. Yes. Well, I look at Seattle Times a lot, as well as New York Times, and I use Firefox, which is a type of browser, and it has this thing called an RSS feed, and what you do is you mark the newspaper that you want to read as your favorite, so it shows like the latest headlines that are on the newspaper, and that's really helpful. I also look at like blogs. Sometimes people put up their like political opinions and their ideas, and I like reading about those, and sometimes I like expressing my own opinions. Those are the ones that I majorly look at a lot. Sometimes I look at medical journals online because I take biology, so I'm required to do bio in the news like every month, and that's really helpful. And it's also really interesting just to do it for fun because you can find out a lot about like the latest new developments out there. Yes. Well, Facebook, I know that many people join Facebook and they're often asked whether they're affiliated, whether with a high school or a college, and I think that's one of the things that makes it a lot different because it's aimed more at college students and high school students, so it's not like some 80-year-old creep could get onto it easily because they often ask for an email address, but recently they made it so you could affiliate yourself with a city, which kind of upsets me because it kind of broadens the audience more, but also, Facebook, they have this new thing where like you do like status updates, and I guess it's somewhat similar to MySpace, except the setup's a lot different, and also the amount of information that you can put on, like it's categorized differently, and also you can't do like different like profile things, like you can't change your profile, it's like in a set way, and if you can, I don't know of it. Yes. I've learned that what you can do, it's really interesting. On Google, you can do like link colon HTTP, and you do like the whole link to the website, and there's actually other organizations out there who do evaluate sites and see whether the information is true or not, and I also tend to stick with .edu.org and books for my research. So, and also another great new resource is Google. They have, not that Google's new, but they recently added this option where you can look at books online, and they actually have it like in book format and such, and their goal is to like put every single book that's no longer copyrighted onto Google. So that's also something that I use a lot for my research.